can do. The Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap and Sierra Pine toilet soap present for your enjoyment Chandu the Magician. Waters of the Nile. That's the name of Chandu's thrilling new magic trick. The gravity-defying trick you can get for just 10 cents and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Listen. Next time you go to a party, tell everyone that you have learned to overcome the law of gravity. Then, while they watch, fill an ordinary pop bottle full of water. Show everyone that the water pours out in the usual way. Then fill up the bottle again. Now, slowly turn the bottle upside down. To everyone's amazement, the water remains suspended in defiance of gravity. You can even insert a match, a toothpick, or a pencil, and not a drop of water will spill out once you've mastered this water trick. And all it costs you is a dime, just 10 cents in coin, and a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive this water trick promptly postpaid. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, returns to the clearing in the Siamese jungle just as his sister Dorothy Regent is about to be sacrificed to the jungle god, the deadly King Cobra. By his occult powers, Chandler saves her life and learns that the man who killed the temple priest is Bitong, the village chief. Knowing he is doomed, Bitong turns from the ceremonial fire and vanishes screaming into the jungle night. But meanwhile, Bob and Betty have looked on horrified as Dorothy collapses with terror of the cobra. She is apparently lifeless as Chandler carries her back to the bungalow. It is now half an hour later. In her room, Dorothy is still unconscious. Chandu, the magician.
Uncle Frank, why don't you look for Dr. Shaw again? What if he is a zombie? He's a doctor.
Dr. Shaw's the last person I want to see in here with your mother, Bob.
But we've tried everything we can think of.
The things Dr. Shaw thinks of aren't the sort of thing you'd apply to anyone. Least of all, your mother.
What does that mean?
I hope you'll never have to know.
Oh, Mother. If you'd just open your eyes so we'd know you're alive. Oh, Mother. Where did this come from?
What, Betty?
Well, the necklace she's wearing. I never saw it before. Look.
Oh, this is a fine time to begin talking about a necklace.
Move over, Bob. Let me see. Good Lord.
What's the matter? What difference does a necklace make?
Lift her head a little so I can get at the fastening. Don't touch it, either of you.
What is it, Uncle Frank?
Well, they managed to put it on her. Oh. Yeah, that's it. All right, Bob. Oh. Look out. I'm going to throw it outside. There.
Mother, what a terrible dream. Oh, the tiger. Oh. Oh, it was only a dream.
It sure was, Mom. Brother, are we glad to see you come too.
Darling, don't cry.
Why, this is the bungalow.
Frank, is it really over?
All over, Nut.
But don't you remember, Mother? The big fire out there in front of the temple and that awful cobra.
Pipe down, Bets.
But I didn't think the tiger was there.
Dot, there was no tiger.
Oh, of course not. I only dreamed it. Oh, I can't believe I'm really out of that hut. Oh, let me get up.
Sure you're okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, you look better already. You really do.
As soon as I've had a shower, Why, Frank, you look so strange.
No wonder, Mom. He hasn't had any sleep since you went into that temple.
Well, it's more than that, isn't it, Frank? What on earth is the matter, Frank?
I didn't want to tell any of you. You've been through too much as it is.
Oh, now what?
There'll be a boat here in the morning to take us out. But in the meantime, I want none of you to leave the bungalow for any reason.
You just told Mom everything was okay.
As far as the natives are concerned, it is. And you saw me throw that necklace away, so...
What necklace?
Don't... Didn't you even know they'd put it around your neck?
Why, no. Was I wearing a necklace? I was so frightened.
We just noticed it a minute ago, Mother. Made out of a kind of greenish metal.
I haven't anything like that. Oh, Frank. Do you suppose it was part of that ceremony of sacrifice?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't, Dot.
Oh, but then...
I think Dr. Shaw ordered them to see that you wore it.
What?
Why, he wasn't anywhere near here. You couldn't even find him.
I know. I still don't know where he went.
Well?
But I have a feeling he'll be back here this morning. I know quite a lot about him now.
Uncle Frank!
Dr. Shaw's been here in the jungle for years. You all noticed how queerly he behaved the day we came.
I told you he acted like he'd been here too long.
Well, this is more than just going to seed in the jungle. His medical research that he speaks so much about isn't that at all.
What?
That back room in his workshop's full of weird-looking instruments.
What on earth are you getting at?
He forgot himself yesterday, Dorothy. Bragged that he'd perfected some sort of experiments with magnetism.
He's nuts. I knew it all the time.
He may be. But he said he'd tried it out on animals and that it had worked. He was going to experiment on human beings next, he said.
Oh, that necklace. Can't think he...
I do, Dot. The moment I took it off, you opened your eyes.
You mean he's going to use people for guided missiles, kind of?
Well, I suppose you could say that.
Holy Moses.
He insisted it was a development of something the natives here had vaguely understood for centuries.
Well, how soon can we possibly get away from here?
As soon as the boat comes, tomorrow morning.
But what if Dr. Shaw comes back to the bungalow? It's his house. We can't very well keep him out of it.
Well, that's why I've told you all this. And you must try your best, all of you, not to let him know you know it.
Why, he's insane.
I don't know. But if you'll all stay here together...
Well, any of us might be... Why, where's Robert? You said he came back from the jungle, Frank.
He did.
I'll see if he's in his room.
Oh, he couldn't be, Bob. He couldn't help hearing those natives yelling out there at the fire.
He was there when we went out, Bets.
Oh, a terrible trip through the jungle. Is he there, Bob?
No, not a sign of him.
I'll go out and see him.
Oh, wait a minute. Here he comes. He's just coming up the steps. Dad, I'll give you a hand.
He looks like death.
Bob, let me help you, Dad.
Bob, let me sit down.
Oh, Daddy. Oh. Where did you go?
Don't bother him about that now, Betty.
Dorothy.
Oh, Robert.
I'll get some brandy.
I thought Frank wasn't here.
Oh, never mind now, darling. Hurry, Frank.
I'll be right there.
Lean back, Dad, and relax. It's okay. Uncle Frank got there just in time. You can see Mom's okay now.
And we're leaving for home in the morning, Daddy.
Here you are, Robert. Drink this.
I must... tell you, Frank.
Oh, drink it first, darling.
You mean you saw Dr. Shaw, Robert?
Not Shaw. The tiger. A great...
Oh, no, Robert. You didn't really see a tiger. You must have fallen asleep out there and dreamed it.
Asleep? With those drums and all those natives?
Oh, don't think of it now, darling. There's no tiger.
I tell you, I saw it. I can't help thinking of it.
But you can't.
Let him
see...
tell us, Dot. He'll feel better if he gets it off his mind.
Yes.
Just where was it, Robert?
On the path that comes out of the jungle there by Dr. Shaw's workshop.
What? Are you sure Dr. Shaw wasn't there anywhere?
The door was closed. When I saw the tiger, I tried to get in there, but I couldn't. So I ran...
Did the tiger see you?
Oh, don't be a dope, Betts. Would you care about that with a tiger breathing down your neck?
Yes, I would.
No.
Children, for heaven's sake.
I ran as fast as I could. I'm sorry, Dorothy. I didn't realize how tired I am.
Sorry. It's a wonder you managed to get back here at all.
Oh, it's so good to know that you're out of that hut at last, my dear.
It's wonderful.
And I don't know why I should have been so surprised to see a tiger. There must be any number of them in this part of the country.
Gosh. Uncle Frank, you remember that first night you came home to California from India?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I was just thinking. Almost the first thing I asked him was if he ever shot a tiger. And now there's one right outside the door.
Oh, Bob, stop.
Frank, would a tiger come right into a village like this?
Not ordinarily, Dot.
He can't have been very hungry, Dorothy. I'm sure he could have overtaken me if he'd tried.
Well, then I'm extremely glad he didn't try. Oh, Robert.
You two can be very proud of yourselves, if I can say so without embarrassing you.
Who's that?
It can't be one of the natives, Daddy. They're all flat on their faces out there.
Not now. Oh. As soon as I let them go, they scurried off like rats.
Hey, what gives? Holy Moses, it's the tiger. Right down there at the bottom of the steps.
Oh, close the door.
What good would that do? It's only a screen.
Better you and Bob go.
Wait. Don't go anywhere until we see what it's going to do. Listen.
It sounds like it's purring.
Yes, purring. The purring of a well-fed jungle cat.
$0.10 in coin brings you Chandu's mystifying water trick. Just mail 10 cents and a White King granulated soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Chandu will send you this great bargain in magic, the thrilling trick he calls the Waters of the Nile. Fill an empty pop bottle full of water. Turn it upside down. A stream of water pours out, of course. But when you have mastered Chandu's mysterious water trick, you can hold the bottle upside down and no water will run out. You can even insert matches or toothpicks through the open mouth, and in apparent defiance of the laws of gravity, the water remains suspended in the bottle. Here is a thrilling trick that will puzzle and entertain everyone, young and old. And you can have it for just 10 cents. Just a dime and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive Chandu's Waters of the Nile magic trick postpaid. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. Robert Regent, played by Stanley Farrar. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.